You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program, continuing with the Q&A. Mufti Sahab, this person had traveled to France some time back and he had taken the towels that were available at the hotel. And it is now that he has realized that he committed something wrong, a sin. What shall he do to amend this? Should he throw the towels away, Mufti Sahab?
He's learning from the Israeli, the settlers, the Zionist apartheid regime. They said they're making peace with UAE. And then they went there and stayed in the hotels. They stole the lights. They stole the coffee machine. They stole the towels, everything. They caught them at the airport. They start making a big noise. Anyway, you maybe deserve it, you know. When we told you, the Quran Sharif is telling you, Surah 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا, that your worst enemies are and will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. You just have to look at apartheid Israel and apartheid India of today, the unholy alliance and the harm they are causing to the Muslims. I don't know how you went to take the towel in Paris or France or wherever you went to, the Gaulle airport. So anyway, my brother, That is between you and Allah. Maybe you tell me a story, it was a mistake. For me, it's hard to believe. But anyway, what you have to do, you know where you stayed. You stayed in the International Hotel, 5-star in Paris. So now you got their email, everything. So you send them the money and send them the current market value, not that value when you stayed there in 2010, 2015. And you transfer the money in euros, you transfer the money in dollars. So that is what you must do. And don't give me the story this, say no, that was the old owners and now is new owners. So whoever are the owners, you must send money back to that hotel, and that is compulsory. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Ey iman walo, oh who you believe, that you must turn to Almighty Allah and make sincere tawbah. So what is sincere tawbah? That we ask Allah for forgiveness. Ada'u we have to fulfill the rights of Creator. All the salat we must, all the fast we must, we have to make qaza. And all the debts, all the things we did wrong, we have to address it and redress it. We stay in 5-star, 6-star, 4-star hotels with Allah's help. So we know that we paid for the soap, we paid for the shampoo, all that is fine. So you take that. But now, how can you take the towels, the gown that is there, you just take that, the hangers that are there, you take that. Sometimes common sense is not common, you know. So that is why, my brother, all that, whatever you took, you have to repay them.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a woman to go for Umrah with just her sister and brother-in-law?
Totally haram it is. You must remember, husband, wife, go, that's fine. But yeah, it is husband, wife, and wife, sister. So who's your mahram? You got no mahram. So you must remember, you can't say he's your mahram because he can't marry you. Remember, he can marry you after your sister passes away. Or Allah forbid, you must remember, if he divorces your sister and the iddat is finished, she can marry you. So he's not your mahram, he's a total stranger and ajnabi. There's different thing in our culture and our society today, that they will shake hands and embrace also. They're all shaitaniyat, that is. So we bring the satanic activities in our life, and then we wonder why the marriages are on the rocks and the husband in the docks. So remember that because we ourselves don't exercise the segregation, hijab and parda. And this fatwa for you to go for Umrah with your sister's husband, although your sister is going, is absolutely haram, is according to all four schools. Remember that. Totally, absolutely haram it is. Instead of getting sawab and reward, you'll be cursed by Almighty Allah. Allah protect us.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to recite the Quran without a scarf?
So remember you, my mother, my sister. You are there in your lounge, you are in your dining room, in your kitchen, and now you want to read Quran Sharif. So we will tell you that you should wear a scarf, you should do all that and read. Why? وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Chapter 22, verse 32. Whosoever shows reverence, respect to the symbols of Almighty Allah, that's a sign you have taqwa in your heart. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ So when you read the Quran Sharif, fulfill the rights. You're not reading a newspaper. You're not reading a magazine. You're not reading some sales advert that they put there on your house. You are reading Kalamullah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Ikrimah radiallahu an, the son of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl dispatched straight to Jahannam and Hellfire. His son Ikrimah radiallahu an, the highest stages of Jannah. Sahabi, student of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to kiss the Quran and say, Hada Kalamu Rabbi. This is the direct speech of my Almighty Allah. So show reverence and respect to it. Yes, you are in your bed, you are going to sleep now, whether you're married or not, with your husband or alone, whatever the case might be. And now you are reading Ayatul Kursi, you are reading Surah Fatiha and so forth. You don't have a scarf and all that. That's permissible. But remember, when you are reading your door, you are reading your juz, you are reading the portion you read every day. So show respect and reverence to the Quran. We dead against what the Salafis are teaching. They teach total disrespect and bear adbi. They will tell the woman, take the scarf off. You can just read Quran Sharif with sleeveless. Your whole arm can show. And we dead against that, the Salafis. They will tell you, you can't read Quran for the deceased. So all this, we reject it. Remember this. Today, a person from one of the Arab countries told me that please send me immediately a hadith. So I sent for him. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. The Rawi, the reporter of the hadith, is Ma'qil bin Yasar. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad, in Abu Dawood ibn Majah, and Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, celebrated student ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, in Kitab al-Ruh, page 17, has mentioned in the Waqiyah, the incident that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ahli Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, went to the cemetery and the graveyard. He saw a person reading Quran, Surah Yasin. He said, don't read. The person mentioned a hadith. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, you heard this hadith yourself? He said, yes. He said, go carry on reading. According to all four schools, to read the Surah Yasin, to read any surah in the Noble Quran for the Amwat and deceased, totally permissible. Today's Salafis, let me make this clear, today's Salafis, most of them are juhal and ignorant people.
Mufti Saab, if a person has been hospitalized and is unable to read his salah, does he read them as qaza when discharged, or must he give charity?
Why you can't read salat? There's no excuse. You must remember, you say no, that I can't make wuzu, so make tayammum. You say no, I'm not facing qibla, so face any direction. You say you're too weak, Mustafa sallallahu, the first Quran, surah 2, verse 286. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha, that Allah has not burdened any person more than his, her ability, capability, capacity. So there's no excuse. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhuma, salli qa'iman, stand and read your salat. Fa illam tastati fa salli qa'idan, if you can't stand, then sit and read. Sit here means sit on the floor. You can't do that for Swalli ala Jambin. Then you read, that is reclining and on your side and so forth. Quran Sharif makes reference to this. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. That the people who remember Almighty Allah Jalla wa ala, they remember Almighty Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3 and verse number 1. 191, chapter 3, verse 191. So what excuse they? You tell me what is the excuse. It is your tabiat. You say, you know, I don't feel right. I'm napak, I'm this, I'm... No, you're ma'zur. So you must remember the blood is oozing out. This is happening. The machines are there. You must read your salat at that time also. Take a small stone and just make tayammum if you can't make wudu. And then you read your salat on time. There's no excuse to miss salat. Whether we are in safar or hadar, whether we are on a journey or in the hometown, whether we are in siha or in marad, whether we are healthy or whether we are sick. Remember, this business people got in their minds, we in hospital, in clinic, finish, we don't read salat. No, absolutely haram. The first reason that people will answer, ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you land up in Jahannam? They will say, qalu lam nakum min al muswallin, we never perform salat. So brother, sister, don't look for excuses. So you must remember this, because you, as long as you got hosh, you are in your senses, you're not in a coma, you're not unconscious, you have to perform. You are sane, you are mature, you have to perform your salat. Remember that, male and female. That today we make it so light, no, I'll just pay an amount. That amount means nothing in Islam and is not valid also. So you must remember, qaza is compulsory whilst you're alive. That payment business only comes about after a person dies, and that also is only according to Hanafi school. Shafi, Maliki, Ambali say payment also will never suffice, because you miss the salat. When you miss the salat without an excuse, according to Shafi'is and Maliki's, is death penalty. According to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you miss the salat without a uzr, without an excuse, the person is murtad out of the fold of Islam. His marriage is broken. وَلَمْ يُدْفَنْ فِي مَقَابِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, he must not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. You understanding the gravity of the sin? We just make it so light-hearted, you know. So remember, it's a serious, serious issue. My father passed away. My mother passed away. I was there. They give you some nasiha. They give you some wasiya. They give you some final advice. They are ordinary mortals. There's nothing special. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an-nasiha, al-wasiya, al-akhira, farewell advice to this ummah. And what did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Go open Bukhari, go open all Mishkat, Mustafa Ahmed. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Guard your salat, guard your namaz, guard your prayer. And over whom you have authority, your wife, your children, your students, your employees, fulfill their rights. That is Islam. But we just say, no, I'll make right. It's a rechmark. I can buy a khelt, I'll just pay. What you think we can buy Allah off with money? So remember, Ummah, wake up. Till this Ummah does not read 5 times Salat, the help of Allah will not come. The writing is on the wall. So we have to change, remember this. So all of you who are ill and sick, we understand your plight, we understand your difficulty, but you can't be missing Salat, remember that. So make sure you read Salat. And all the Salat you must, Qadha is compulsory.
Mufti Sahib, this person was informed to read 1,000 times Surah Kawthar en route to Medina Munawwara as a gift to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please comment on this, Mufti Sahib.
Remember, this is not authentic. It's not in the Quran Sharif or in the Sunnah Mubarakah that when a person goes as a Zair, as a visitor, and to Medina Munawwara, you should do so. Is what we call Da'bu Salihin, Amalul Awliya. Some pious ulama, great ulama, they wrote it, so we will say permissible, but we will not say sunnah. So always draw a distinction between that. Because Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving bisharat and glad tidings to Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna a'atainaka. So we, surely we, Almighty Allah, stamping his authority, sovereignty, majesty, says we gave you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Kawthar. What is is the meaning of Kawthar. Our people must translate it, must understand it. They confine Kawthar to the house of Kawthar, the fountain. Nay, Kawthar is the plural of Kathir. Everything that's good and permissible, we gave you in abundance. We gave you the best of the best, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because you are the best, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, including House Kawthar, including the fountain of Kawthar. Faswalli li rabbika wanhar, see salat. So perform your salat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Allah. Wanhar, when is Qurbani time, then you sacrifice the camel. Nahar, to slaughter the camel. Camel, you slaughter standing. Antazbahu bakara, and the goat, the sheep, the cow, you drop on the land, on the sand, and you slaughter. So that is Zabah. And then the glad tidings to Mustafa, rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna shani'aka huwal abtar, inna mubghidaka huwal aqta. Any person goes against you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your teaching, preaching, sooner or later, Allah will demolish them, Allah will crush them. That you can ask Mr. Trump. Islam is a danger. You remember you said that, Trump? Today, where are you? Your name is written as the worst president in the history of America. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Remember that verily those who hate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teaching of the Master alayhi salam, huwal abtar. Allah will crush them, decimate them, destroy them. Surah chapter 108, the shortest surah chapter of the Noble Quran. So therefore, we must remember that we must always show respect and follow the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling pertaining to people who do not verify any information and, you know, go onto social media and post information, for example, of people passing on and so on, and when it's completely incorrect?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's absolutely haram and unacceptable. Quran Sharif speaks of these issues. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهُتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. The people who cause harm to the believing men and believing women without justification. So they have carried a big blow, a slander. And for them is a major manifest sin which they have perpetrated, committed. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 58. Chapter 33, verse 58. See what happened during this week here. Last week, today is Sunday. Last week, Sunday, somebody made shararat, did mischief. Wednesday, again, they did the same mischief. This Friday, day for yesterday, they did the same mischief. Our colleague, Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan, Shafa'ullah, Allah give him complete shifa. I spoke to his son Hafiz Ahmed, and he said his father is in hospital and inshallah is recovering. We all should make dua for Mohan Abdul Rahim Khan. What great service, sterling service he rendered to Orient and the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, and to the Hajj and Umrah seminars and lot of other khidmat. Allah Ta'ala accepted. So people just send out message, he passed away and so forth. How much pain we cause the family, how much pain we cause Mawlana. So, and for maybe one student or whoever, Mawlana told him something and now he say, let me play a prank. It's haram, my brother. How can you do? And not once, you go do it three times, Allah forbid. So remember to play with the lives of people, to play with the family. They are in difficult times, and for us it's just a prank we are playing. So definitely it's totally haram. I gave you the verse, chapter 33, verse number 58. Authentic hadith in Muwatta Malik. Imam Malik rahimah Mawla mentioned rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la dharara wa la dirar. Do not cause harm to yourself, do not cause harm to others. This is pure mischief making. And you laughing now that the Mawlanas and the ulama are announcing that Mawlana passed away, make dua, but is alive. So remember that today you're laughing, but remember you pay a heavy price in time to come. So remember, when we play with others' lives, then remember, yeah, tomorrow there will be consequences as well. Better go to Maulana and his family, Hafiz Ahmed, go and apologize and ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. While I'm on this topic, similarly, we get our people, impimpis, the spies, the chamchas, the jasus, that they call the police, do this, and this person is going to masjid, this one is going to mosque, and this and that. And then the police come and they say, your own people, they told us you are there. So while I'm on this topic, we have the lawyers, we have the attorneys, we have the advocates, we have the senior counsels. So mashallah, any mosque, any masjid, you are having problems, you contact me and we will send you which lawyers you can contact. They already, mashallah, our brother Yusha Tayyab and his team, and our brother Zahir Umar, Abu Bakr, and Yusuf Dokrat, and so on. They in Durban, mashallah, our brother Salim Khan, senior counsel, Aslam Mutala, senior counsel, they already, mashallah. So remember that you, the Ummah, what will happen to you tomorrow at death? Think about it. You became a spy, an impimpi, to just say, no, I'll fix him up. I don't like him, I'll fix him up. You prevented people to go to the masjid. So who are you? وَمَنَ أَذْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ You see, Mona Ismail Saleji, he passed away last week. So he loved the masjid. Allah gave him death in Sajda. I asked Hazrat Mufti Sahab today, Mufti Rizawalak, I say, Hazrat, ye Maulvi Mona Ismail Saleji rahimahullah ka intikal ho gaya, ke sakarat bhi sajda mein, maut bhi Allah wo sajda mein. But ta'ajub ki baat to ye hai, maut ke baad bhi sajda hi ki halat mein rahe, gire nahi. This is something for us, is a karamat of Maulana. This Allah honored him so much. Also Maulana Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, iske andar to farishta ke sifat te, he had qualities, angelic qualities. So what? His sakarat came, his last moments came whilst he's in sajda. His death occurred whilst he's in sajda. After death, he's still in sajda. Normally, if you see a person, he has passed away and is in sajda, he'll fall down. But subhanallah, the people who were next to Maulana, they contacted me and they said Maulana remained in sajda. They broke their salat and then they took Maulana at the back. So when we love the masjid, Allah will give us honor in the masjid. And you become impimpis and you spy, then remember, I'm not saying it will happen. Inshallah, it must not happen. But I'm saying that it could happen. That tomorrow, when your sakarat comes, Allah lets you die on kufr because you prevented people from going to the masjid, the house of Allah. Think properly what you are doing.
Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling on conducting a nikah telephonically?
It's not permissible. Remember, one sitting in Hong Kong, other one sitting here in Amman's Kral or Zanzibari. I see our people are going to Zanzibari. Hafiz Wadi, you know Zanzibari. When the Arabs came, then they saw first time people dark in complexion. So Zanz to be dark in complexion. And Bar, the land. So you call it Zanzibari. And the people, they anglicize it and they call it Zanzibar. We went there, Stone Town and all that. So we got some good friends there also, mashallah. So anyway, but one of them left there now. So anyway, the point I'm making is this. So one person in Zanzibari, the other one in South Africa. And now over the phone, they make the nikah not valid. Why? The ijab and qabool, the proposal and acceptance must be fi makan in wahid, must be at one place. So when I perform the nikah, so I'll ask the wakil, the representative of the lady, and you, I see I'm getting queries like that. I'm the father of the girl. Can I be the wakil? We 100% recommend that. We encourage that. You, the father, should always be the wakil. So you are the representative of the bride. We will ask you. You took permission. She's happy. So forth. You say yes. Then we know the mahar amount is written there and so forth. Then after the khutbah, the sermon in Arabic, then we ask the husband to be the groom. That do you accept so and so? In the presence of the two witnesses, the mahar and the brothers who are present here? He says yes. So that you call acceptance. So proposal acceptance must take place in one place. Not one is in Hong Kong and one in Amanskral and so forth. That and you phoning today with the phone, how many pranks they can play? Somebody imitating, impersonating somebody else and so forth. So that type of nikah is null and void.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to use interest money to fix up the potholes in our community?
There's too many potholes. Just today I read Zohar Salat where I see the masjid parking also is. So there are also big potholes. So I hope Allah give hidayat to our government. You understand? They fix up all the potholes. They don't pocket the money. You understand? So anyway, you must remember this MP. You know MP province we got? Ampumalang. So they say Makulu pothole. So you must remember that the potholes are very, very big, increasing in size and so forth. So you living in a certain area, not your yard, not your shop and all, where the community are using and so forth. So they're not interested. The council is not interested. The municipality is not interested. So you got interest money and you use interest money to fix up the potholes. Permissible, no problem.
This is our final question before our break. Please advise from which surah in the Quran will one have the find the details of Samiri?
So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam in various parts of the noble Quran. And remember, Nabi Musa alayhi salam was dark in complexion. He had sheepish hair, like how you look at the African today, very similar. His Mubarak blessed name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. Therefore, Almighty Allah states, فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. If he was fair in complexion, then his hand becoming white, what is the miracle? He was dark in complexion, and then when he took his hand out, the miracle mu'jiza of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, whitey, shining, glittering. So remember, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, 136 times, the most any Nabi, any messengers, Mubarak, blessed name is mentioned in the noble Quran. The Samiri, he was a mixed up character, confused, and his name also was Musa. I will read for you the poem just now. So you want the story, the incident of him. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions it in Surah Taha. Qala fama khatbuka ya Samiri. So Samiri, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, went to Mount Sinai, 40 days etikaf. That time to make etikaf, there was permissible. And thereafter, Almighty Allah blessed him with the Torah. So what he did, the Samiri, so he told his people, Nabi Musa alayhi salam is gone there. He took the calf, the golden calf, and he told them, Hada ilahukum wa ilahu Musa fanasi. Musa alayhi salam is gone to get the book, but the God is here. He came, look at this calf here, and that calf made a noise. So all this you will find in the noble Quran in chapter 20, Surah Taha, and read from verse 80 onwards, and right up to verses 80, right up to 100, and plus minus still there, and لَنُحَرِّقَنَّهُ ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفًا. He had to tell the people, don't touch me, don't touch me. Allah Ta'ala is punishing me. So the Sha'ir, you got it? Chapter 20, verses 80 to 9900. So remember the Sha'ir, the poet says, مُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرْعَوْنُ فَهُوَ مُرْسَلُونَ. That Musa, who grew up in the house of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, the dictator, tenpot dictator, who claimed divinity in the form of humanity, he became a messenger and prophet of Allah. مُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرْعَوْنُ فَهُوَ مُرْسَلُ وَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ جِبْرِيلُ فَهُوَ كَاذِبُ. And that Musa, who Jibreel alayhi salam did something, so he became the imposter and the liar, that Samiri. When as the Jibreel alayhi salam came, so then the hoof of the transport, the means of conveyance, he took a portion of that and he stole it. And that is how he gave, now he made that calf and and all these type of things there. So all this in a noble Quran. So that is how he beguiled and deceived his people. Like how you see today, people taking people for a ride, you know. Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan for that, Mufti Sahab. Already 90 minutes in this afternoon's Q&A program, our final ad break. After the break, we continue for the next 25 minutes. And towards the end, it's going to be Mufti Sahab's Nasiha as well.